good morning. Remember those raids in Des Moines on Wednesday? Well, more than 24 people face federal charges because of them. The assistant U.S. attorney says there are currently 27 people facing criminal federal drug charges. Of the 27, 21 are residents of Des Moines. Five of the suspects are from Chicago, and one is from Knoxville. The charges they face stem from a months-long investigation into heroin and fentanyl distribution in the Des Moines area. Three people, according to federal officials, are still being sought. This week, the Newton City Council unanimously passed a motion approving an annual budget target for the upcoming fiscal year for the Newton Public Library. That budget target for general fund expenditures, $669,000. That would not include library donations. They're also encouraging the Library Board of Trustees to continue to implement more sustainable budget practices going forward. City staff collected some data regarding the City of Newton's library spending of general funds compared to nine other cities here in Iowa. And according to actual expenses in the annual financial reports from fiscal year 2018, City of Newton's library used the highest percentage of general fund property taxes of any comparable city. Well, since that time, there have been recommendations to bring Newton's library spending more in line with similar communities, and that was accomplished with this current year's budget, according to city staff. At-large council member Evelyn George says one issue which the library has now addressed has been high salaries.
The salaries for the Newton Public Library were out of line. They were not representative of the other positions within the city, with other comparable libraries, and it took the board years to hear what we had to say and what they were being told in terms of, look at your salaries. You're spending so much money on salaries, you're not able to service and provide to the community. And thank you so much for getting that message.
Now, Rita Baker, president of the Friends of the Library and a past library board member, responded saying that the salaries were set by the city's own pay scale, and it was basically out of the library board's hands.
We never had a say in setting any of those salaries. It was on a pay scale that was based on education, entry level. So to fault past library board members for that, when it was the city's pay scale that set those salaries, I feel is a bit unfair. Now, we've addressed it as a library board. Our staff took, in some cases, very significant pay cuts to get us where we felt you all wanted us to be. Our staff were very gracious in accepting those pay cuts, and we're trying. But there's never been a time when I've been on the library board for almost 30 years when we've had, the chart was there every year when we're doing the budget. That pay chart was there until we removed ourselves from it. So we're no longer on it or affected by it. So this was never an intention of the library board to get those salaries out of whack.
That general fund expenditure target of $669,000 set for the Newton Public Library the same as this current fiscal year. And the 16-year-old Marion, Iowa boy trying to recover from the fatal accident that took his brother to Adventureland may be leaving the hospital soon. That, according to his family, David Germillo Jr. started speaking, sitting up and brushing his teeth almost 3 weeks after the raft on the raging river that carried his family flipped, trapped him underwater at Adventureland the night of July 3rd. Family says David could be released from the hospital as soon as next week, but his release would be to a rehabilitation facility for the foreseeable future. He learned just yesterday that his younger brother, 11-year-old Michael, did not survive that accident. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.